Have you ever looked at a chart of VFR weather minimums and thought, why are there so many numbers? 3 miles here, 5 miles there, 1,000 above, 500 below, unless you're in Class G below 1,200 feet. Then it's something else entirely. It feels like the FAA sat down and said, let's make this as hard to memorize as possible. I'm Pattern, and this is Traffic Pattern on Radio Hangar. Today we're going to untangle Federal Aviation Regulation 91.155, the rule that tells you exactly how much sky you need to see and how far you need to stay from the clouds before you can legally fly VFR. And once you understand the why behind the numbers, the memorization gets a whole lot easier. Before we dig in, a shout out to our friends at AviationSoul.com. They make challenge coins for every milestone in your flying career. First solo, private pilot, instrument rating, commercial. It's a small thing that marks a big moment. If you're working toward a check ride right now, maybe set one aside as your reward, aviationsoul.com. All right, let's walk through this together, because this is one of those topics where students try to memorize a table and then blank on it during the oral exam. The examiner asks, what are the VFR weather minimums in Class Echo airspace above 10,000 feet? And the student stares at the ceiling, trying to remember which box on which chart had which number. There's a better way. Start with the principle. The entire point of VFR weather minimums is collision avoidance. You need to see other airplanes need to see you, and you both need enough distance from the clouds that nobody pops out of a cloud bank into the other guy's windshield. That's it. That's the whole reason the rule exists. Now, once you understand that, ask yourself a simple question. Where is the traffic? The answer to that question explains almost every number in the regulation. Let's start with controlled airspace. Class Bravo, Charlie, Delta, and Echo in the controlled airspace below 10,000 feet mean sea level, which is where most of us spend our time. The basic VFR weather minimums are 3 statute miles of flight visibility and cloud clearance of 500 feet below, 1,000 feet above, and 2,000 feet horizontally from any cloud. 3, 500, 1,000, 2,000. Say it a few times, and it sticks. 3 miles visibility, 500 below, 1,000 above, 2,000 horizontal. Here's something I wish someone told me when I was training. The reason you need more clearance above and behind the cloud than below it is speed. Think about where the fast airplanes are. An IFR aircraft descending out of a cloud is coming down, and it's moving forward. If you're sitting just above that cloud or right behind it, that IFR jet has almost no time to see you and react. 1,000 feet above the cloud gives the descending airplane room to spot you after it breaks out. 2,000 feet horizontal gives the airplane punching through the side of the cloud a buffer zone. 500 below is the smallest number because an IFR aircraft climbing up through the bottom of a cloud is moving slower than one descending, and it's looking in your direction. See how the numbers start to make sense when you think about where the fast traffic is going? Now, above 10,000 feet mean sea level, still in Class Echo airspace, the numbers change, visibility jumps to 5 statute miles. Cloud clearance goes to 1,000 below, 1,000 above, and 1 full statute mile horizontally. Why the jump? Speed above 10,000 feet, there's no 250 knot speed limit anymore. Airplanes up there are moving fast, really fast. You need more visibility because closing speeds are higher. You need more cloud clearance because a jet doing 350 knots covers a statute mile in about 10 seconds. 2,000 feet of horizontal clearance isn't enough when the closure rate doubles, so everything gets bigger. That's 2 sets of numbers so far. Below 10,000 in controlled airspace, 3 miles, 500, 1,000, 2,000. Above 10,000, 5 miles, 1,000, 1,000, 1 mile horizontal, the altitude break at 10,000 is the speed limit line, and the minimums change because the physics change. Now here's where students start sweating. Class golf? Uncontrolled airspace. And the reason it's confusing is that Class Golf has 3 different sets of minimums depending on altitude and time of day. But again, think about why. In Class Golf below 1,200 feet above the ground during the day, the minimums drop to just 1 statute mile visibility and clear of clouds. That's it. 1 mile, clear of clouds. No 500 below, no 1,000 above, no 2,000 horizontal. Just stay out of the clouds and see a mile ahead of you. Why so relaxed? Because down low in uncontrolled airspace during the day, the only traffic you're likely to encounter is other slow VFR airplanes. Nobody is shooting an IFR approach into a Class Golf field at 200 knots. The traffic is Cubs and Cessnas and Champs doing pattern work at 1,500 feet above the ground. 1 mile in clear of clouds works because the speeds are low, the airplanes are small, and everyone is looking outside. But at night, same altitude, same Class Gulf airspace, the minimums jump back to 3 miles visibility, 500 below, 1,000 above, 2,000 horizontal. The same as Class Echo. Why? Because you can't see other airplanes at night as well as you can during the day. Your eyeballs are worse in the dark. The margin has to come from somewhere. So it comes from more required visibility and cloud clearance. Now between 1,200 feet above the ground and 10,000 feet mean sea level in Class Gulf, day or night. The minimums are the same as most of controlled airspace. 3 miles, 500 below, 1,000 above, 2,000 horizontal. And above 10,000 feet in Class Gulf, same as controlled airspace above 10,000, 5 miles, 1,000, 1 statute mile horizontal. Once you're high and fast, it doesn't matter whether you're in controlled or uncontrolled airspace. The physics of high-speed closure are the same. So if you're keeping score, there's really only one oddball. Class Gulf, below 1,200 above the ground, during the day, that's the only place where you get the relaxed 1 mile clear of clouds, minimum. Everything else follows a pattern. Below 10,000, 3 miles, and the 500, 1,000, 2,000 cloud clearance. Above 10,000, 5 miles, and the 1,000, 1,000, 1 mile. Night in Class Gulf below 1,200, same as the standard 3 mile rule. Now let's talk about Class Bravo because it's the exception that students always forget. In Class Bravo airspace, you need 3 statute miles of flight visibility, but the cloud clearance requirement is simply clear of clouds. Not 500 below, not 1,000 above, just clear of clouds. Why? Because every single airplane in Class Bravo is talking to ATC and is on radar. Air traffic control is providing separation. You don't need the cloud clearance buffer because the controller is keeping you away from the IFR traffic. The system handles it, you just need to see where you're going, which is the 3 miles of visibility. The examiner is looking for you to know this distinction. Class Bravo, 3 miles, clear of clouds. It's the only controlled airspace where clear of clouds is sufficient. And while we're on examiner expectations, let me give you a tip for the oral. When the designated pilot examiner asks you about VFR weather minimums, don't just recite the numbers. Explain the logic. Tell them that the minimums increase with altitude because speeds increase. Tell them the daytime low altitude Class Gulf exception exists because the traffic environment is slow VFR only. Tell them Class Bravo is clear of clouds because radar separation replaces the cloud clearance buffer. The Airman Certification Standards for the Private Pilot Certificate want you to demonstrate understanding, not just recall. An examiner who hears you explain the reasoning behind the numbers knows you'll be able to apply them in the real world, even if you blank on one specific figure. Here's a practical scenario. You're planning a cross-country. You're going to depart from a Class Delta airport, cruise through Class Echo at 6,500 feet, then land at an uncontrolled field in Class Gulf. What are your weather minimums for each phase?
Departing the Class Delta, you need 3 miles visibility, 500 below, 1,000 above, 2,000 horizontal from clouds. In the Class Echo cruise at 6,500, same thing. 3, 500, 1,000, 2,000. Approaching your Class Gulf destination, if you're below 1,200 above the ground and it's daytime, you could legally scud run in with 1 mile and clear of clouds. But should you? That's a different question entirely. And that's the part I really want you to take away from this. The legal minimums are just that. Minimums, the regulation tells you the floor. It doesn't tell you the floor is a good idea. Flying 1 mile visibility clear of clouds at 800 feet above the ground is legal in daytime Class Gulf. It is also a fantastic way to hit a tower, a wire, or a hill you didn't see coming. Legal and safe are not synonyms. Most experienced pilots I know won't fly VFR in less than 3 miles visibility, regardless of what the regulation allows. Many use personal minimums of 5 miles and 2,000 foot ceilings as their go or no-go line. The regulation gives you permission. Your judgment decides whether you use it. One more thing that trips people up, special VFR. If you're at a controlled airport and the weather is below basic VFR minimums, you can request a special VFR clearance to operate in the surface area of that airspace with just 1 mile visibility and clear of clouds during the day. The controller has to approve it. You have to request it. They can't offer it to you, and at night you need an instrument rating and an instrument-equipped airplane to fly special VFR. That last part catches people. Daytime special VFR. Any pilot. Nighttime special VFR. Instrument rated only, and some airports don't allow special VFR at all. You'll see the notation no SVFR in the airport facility directory, now called the chart supplement.
The big busy Class Bravo airports generally prohibit it because mixing a 1 mile visibility Cessna with jet traffic on radar vectors is not anyone's idea of a safe afternoon.
Let me give you a memory aid that's helped a lot of my students. Think of the number 3 as your anchor. 3 miles visibility is the standard almost everywhere. The only exceptions are Class Golf, below 1200 during the day, where it drops to 1, and above 10,000 feet everywhere, where it jumps to 5. 3 is the default, 1 is the low-slow exception, 5 is the high-fast exception. Cloud clearance follows the same logic. 500,000, 2,000 is the standard. Below 1200 in golf during the day, clear of clouds. Above 10,000, everything gets bigger. Class Bravo, clear of clouds because ATC has you. That's the whole regulation in about 30 seconds once you know the why. All right. If you want to dig deeper, grab 14 CFR 91.155 and read it alongside a copy of the Airspace Classification Chart. The FAA's Pilot's Handbook of Aeronautical Knowledge, Chapter 15, lays this out with diagrams that make the altitude breaks visual, and if you're prepping for a check ride, the current Airman Certification Standards documents spells out exactly what the examiner expects you to know. Everything we talked about today is at radiohangar.com if you want to revisit it. I'm Pattern, go fly safe. And remember, the minimums are the floor, not the target. See you next time.